Well, I started, or I studied all day yesterday, 9 pages worth.
Yeah.
Got up this morning to write a little introduction to it. And I got 6 pages of a completely different message. Oh, man. Ain't God good?
Amen.
You're good all the time, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
You're good. You're precious to us, Jesus. Oh, bless you, Lord. Just raise your little hand right to it. If there's ever a time to get ready, it is now.
Right now.
Amen.
If there's ever a time to get busy, it's now.
Amen.
Mary and I, Brother Earl, Sister Missy, went up there to the Milton Flea Market yesterday, and I had a whole pocket of tracks. Went around witnessing to people and passing tracks out and stuff. And you'd be surprised at the mixed-up generation that we're in.
Yes.
One man, you know, I mean, just the very looks at him, you could tell he didn't know the Lord. I said, sir, I said, God loves you. Can I give you something to read? And handed him a track. He said, oh, he said, man, I'm in the Shriners. And he said, I belong to the Masonic Lodge. And he said, I'm a Christian. He said, I'm covered, man, and I'm covered. Oh, God, I went down through there, and an older man, he looked older than me, had his shirt all unbuttoned and everything. And I said, sir, I said, I want to tell you something today. I said, God loves you. And I said, I want you to take this and read it. He looked at me, and he said, oh, them people down there, he said, they give me tracks all the time. He said, it's just nothing but a bunch of air. It ain't nothing but a bunch of air. Oh, God, I told Mary this morning, I said, my heart is so heavy for sinners and for the lost and the backslidden that don't know God is not ready to meet the Lord.
Amen.
I went, Mary and I went a while ago, a couple hours or so ago, to Dairy Cheer down here to eat. Lord said, take some tracks in with you. I gave a track to a man there. One of the waiters brought the food to our table. As I was going out, I still had one left. I had one on the inside. I said, there's two there. How to get saved. You know, Jesus is our hope. Brother Charles, on the way out, I looked over at that little girl. She said, have a good day. My heart goes. I talk about precious souls. That don't know Jesus is not saved and not ready. You gotta be born again to go to heaven. You must be saved. Just knowing about God's not enough. You gotta have Him living in your heart. I reached back there and got that track out. I'm telling you, this tore me up. I walked over there to her, right across to her, and she looked at me, and I stood right there and gave her some of my testimony. And she said, oh, like that. That's exactly how she went. I was telling her how good God was, how good Jesus is. Hallelujah, how He saved me and came in my heart and changed me. Big tears. I told Mary, she was awake in the car. I said, honey, I said, the tears welled up in her eyes. And she went like this. She said, oh. I reached over and patted her on the head. I said, Jesus loves you. Hallelujah, God loves you. This thing is for real. If there's ever a time, Brother Charles, to get ready, it's now to get ready and to reach out and to testify and to invite people and to come unto the Lord. He'll save you. Raise your hand. Hallelujah. God loved this whole world so much, He sent Jesus. Hey, God. We're living right on the brink of eternity. We're living right on the brink of the coming of the Lord. He's nigh at hand. He's even at the door. The Lord is a coming. And what I say unto you, I say unto all, watch. Hallelujah. The good man had known of what hour the thief would come. He would stay on and not allow his house to be broken up. I'm not telling you the thief, he'll not tell you what hour he's coming. Jesus said it'll be that way when I come at the cockcrowing in the morning, in the evening, or at midnight. And what I say unto you, I say unto all, be ready for in such an hour as you think not, the Son of Man is a coming.
Mark it down, the Lord's coming soon, and we're getting ready for an outpouring of the Holy Ghost like we've never seen it. I believe that with all of my heart. Stay with me a little while. How many wants to stay with me a little while here today? Can I tell us, everyone here today, we're living, surely living on the brink of the coming of the Lord. We live in the most exciting time that's ever been in the history of mankind since the fall of Adam. Brother Charles, it's exciting. Amen. To know the Lord and have Him living in our heart. Amen. To feel the life-giving flow of the Spirit of God. And I tell us, we're at the very threshold of the coming of Christ and the rapture of the church. We've never been this close before. Hallelujah, people that say, I wrote that message all of my life. But I've been telling you, if you look around, you can see the signs all around you. The earth and the whole world is in turmoil. Hallelujah, chaos everywhere. And Jesus said, when you see these things begin to come to pass, He said, look up and lift up your head. For your redemptions are drawing nigh. Hallelujah, our troubles are just about over. Hallelujah, our trials and the final war will end. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God.
Listen now, listen. There is a brand new feeling in the air.
Woo! Bless Him, Lord.
Y'all feel it?
Come on.
You feel it lately?
Come on.
You feel heaven's magnet pulling up on your soul?
Amen.
Do you feel that stir on the inside?
Amen.
You just know, come on now. The Lord told me here, what was it, 3 or 4 months ago? He said, go get 450 tracks and run them all. Full collar. You know what they cost me? $5? $510. I should have asked him, how much is that going to cost me? I went in there, 450 full collar tracks. I said, what? He said, $510. I said, oh, dear God, have mercy, sir. Why didn't somebody tell me? But you know what the Lord told me? He said, because of the signs of the time and the pressure of this age, people's going to start listening, and they're going to start looking to the people that's got a light, and that the people that's got joy, and they're going to run to you, and they're going to say, I want what you got. Raise your little hand up, you're the Lord of the house. I want what you got. Well, praise the Lord. They're getting ripe. I've been telling you, you cannot pick fruit until it gets ripe. And the Lord is a shaking people, and they're beginning to see their need. That on the inside, I need more than what I got. Hey, Lord, oh, glory, raise your hand and praise Him.
Thank you, Lord.
Brother Charles, keep on testifying.
Amen.
Witnessing and telling it.
That's right.
It works.
Right.
Oh, Lord. There's a stirring.
Yes.
There's a stirring. You know what God's doing? He's rallying His people.
Yes.
Come on.
Woo! Stay with me. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost is beginning to stir the bride of Christ to get her on her feet. Come on, it's time to get up. Arise to your feet. Get the oil. Fill your vessel. Trim your lamp. The Spirit of God is a-blowing. Can't you feel the wind? He's a-blowing upon the church, a-saying, arise, get up, get ready, you're soon going to leave here. There's no time to procrastinate, no time to hesitate, and don't linger now. The Holy Ghost through Paul cried out to the Corinthian church, the time is short. Oh Lord, if it were short in Paul's day, what is it in our? Oh Lord, I've never seen such evil and such corruption in all of our life. We live in a time people's hearts are far away from God. I'm telling you, our time is short and it's a running out.
Yes, amen.
Right.
Come on.
Oh Lord. Our time here as a church is a running out. And we'll soon be gone and out of here.
Yes.
All the signs are pointing toward home.
Yes.
Heaven is right around the bend.
Yes.
Lift up your heads. It's time to look up. Our redemption is drawing nigh.
Yes.
Our Lord Jesus Christ is coming. The one that I haven't seen yet. Whom I love with all of my heart.
Come on.
And I believe in
him. Yes, and Lord.
Oh, raise your hand right now. Who haven't not seen you, Lord? And though right now you see him not yet, you rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory, waiting to receive at the end of your faith, even the salvation of your soul. I've not looked into his eyes yet, and I haven't met him yet. Oh, I feel the Lord here today. He's a coming for them that love his appearing. Hallelujah. Ready or not, the Lord is a coming. How many wants to see Jesus? Oh, hallelujah. Oh, what a Savior. I've not seen the print of the nails in his hands, or the scars upon his brow, or his scarred feet. I tell you, but he went to the cross for me, and he died that I could live. And he's a coming, and he ain't a going to tarry. For them that look for him, he's going to appear the second time. Hallelujah, without sin and the salvation. He's a coming to be glorified in the eyes of his saints. He'll never have to suffer again. I raise your hand and say, the King is a coming. The next great sound that you could hear could be the trump of God.
Trump of God.
Man, I wish I had a trumpet and stick it right here.
Praise the Lord.
John, they cast him onto the Isle of Patmos to die his death all alone. He said, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day. He said, I turned around to see who it was that spoke to me. And I saw him, hair as white as wool, eyes as a flaming fire, girded all the way down to the paps with a golden girdle. And his feet looked like fine brass as it was burned in an oven. He stood among the seven golden candlesticks. And that voice that spoke unto me sounded like a trumpet, like the sound of many waters, saying, oh, John, hallelujah, let me show you the things that are and the things that are about to come. Hallelujah. And at the end, the 22nd chapter of Revelation, John saw it all. He said, I was caught up into the presence of the Lord in an exceeding high mountain. He said, I looked in, and I saw that city of God, that new Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her said, I saw the gates of pearl coming into that city. He said the walls were of jasper. He said, I saw the street as it were pure gold. And he said, I saw the redeemed clothed in fine linen as white as snow. And I saw in their hands as they waved the palm branches, saying, glory, glory unto him that redeemed us to God by his blood, out of every kindred, out of every nation, and out of every people. Hallelujah, they came through by the blood of the Lamb. He said, I saw a multitude that no man can number. Raise your hand. I'm telling you, the King is getting ready to come.
Yes!
He's a coming, ready or not. He's coming again.
Yes, praise the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Listen now. It's going to be a global event when he does come.
Yeah.
Oh, my Lord.
Trust.
The whole world will be shaken.
Yeah.
When millions of people will vanish.
You're right.
They'll be caught up, snatched out of this old sinful, corrupt world to meet Christ in the air. And so shall we ever be.
Amen.
With our blessed Lord. How many in the house today is ready?
Amen.
Brother Tommy, I feel a witness down in my soul. Oh, the Spirit of God is a witness unto my spirit that I am ready. Hallelujah to God.
Yes.
Woo. I'm going to ask you here today, are you where you need to be in the Lord? Are you obeying him? Are you serving him? Is your lamp still trimmed? And is it burning bright? Have you got oil in your vessel? Have you got the Spirit? Have you still got the desire you had years ago? Do you still cherish that feeling? Is it still rolling in your soul? Oh, glory to God. I feel heaven down in my heart.
God bless him.
Hallelujah. Are you looking for him? Are you loving him?
Come on.
Are you desiring to get out of and leave this ungodly world behind you?
Yes.
Is your heart a longing for heaven?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
my heart's already over there. Feel the Lord. Way, glory to God. I got treasures waiting over yonder. Well, praise be to the Lord. I got a lot of prayers I've already set up, and they're over there. Hallelujah. How many can say it, Brother Tommy? My work ain't here. It's not done yet. And there's a few more things that I want to do for the Lord. I'm telling you, if God wouldn't prove with you, you wouldn't be here today. But the Lord's got a purpose for you. Being right here, I give him a wave offering. The Lord ain't done yet. Brother Jason, I feel like the best is yet to come.
Yes. Oh, hallelujah.
Yes.
Oh, glory to God.
Oh.
Oh, bless him, Lord. Bless him, Lord. Come on, bro.
Lord Jesus. John said, when I saw all the wrath of God, and I saw the Antichrist, and I saw the beast system, and I saw that bottomless pit open up, Hallelujah. The scorpions coming out like locusts. Hallelujah. And I saw it stinging men. And the sun, hallelujah, turned them dark as sackcloth of hair. And the moon had turned into blood. He said, I saw all of the wrath of God and the judgment of the Lord coming upon this old world. And he ended a revelation. He said, even so, Lord Jesus, I come quickly. And can you say, Lord, I'm a longing God to go home.
Amen.
The Holy Ghost is a stirring.
Come on, brother.
The Spirit of God is a moving on God's people everywhere. You don't want to be left here behind. Get your house in order. Check your garments. Make sure that they're white, without blemish and without spot. The bridegroom is a coming. To the Thessalonian church, the Holy Ghost said, the day of Christ is at hand. God will not leave himself without a witness. He's sending out a warning, a call to get ready. Hey, world. Oh, God. Sinner man and backslider, your time. My Lord, to get ready as I run it out. Prepare to meet the Lord your God. Today is the day of salvation. If you hear his voice, harden on your heart. Oh Lord, when you touch people's hearts again, God, bring conviction and draw our loved ones, my Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, sinner man, run. Backslider, run back to the cross. Ye who are lukewarm, and the fire is bound out, run and get restored and replenished.
Amen. Yes. Have your way, Lord.
Run, pray. While the Spirit is dealing and stirring.
Right.
Oh God.
Have your way, Lord.
Have your way,
Lord. Oh Lord. Be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Behold the husbandman, that's the gardener, the vine dresser. He waiteth for the precious fruit of the earth. Listen. He waiteth, and he longeth for the precious fruit of the earth,
yeah,
and hath long patience for it until he receive the early and the latter rain.
Yes.
Who is the husbandman? He's Christ. Who is the precious fruit that he's awaiting on? It is the church.
Oh, God.
What is the early and the latter rain? It is the Spirit of the living God poured out as it was on Pentecost when it started the early church.
Yeah.
That rain was poured out in that upper room.
Yes.
Come on. Thousands since then has come to Christ, was brought into the kingdom. The latter rain is beginning even now, Brother Jason. Take it and mark it on the wall. The latter rain is beginning right now. Can't you hear the sound of it? The trees are blowing in the distance. They're waving their leaves in the wind. They're a swaying in the wind. The wind is a coming. The wind of the Holy Ghost. Get ready. Hallelujah. It's headed our way. I see the rain, Brother George, in the distance. It's a coming in waves. How many has ever heard? You ain't even looked outside of your house, but you can hear a roar when the wind comes in. And the rain hits against your window and you pull back the curtain. How many's ever looked out and seen the rain coming in sheets, coming in waves? That's the way the Holy Ghost is coming. I'm telling you, he's a stirring the church in this last hour. I'd raise your little hand and praise him. I'll do it again, Lord. I send it again. I'm hungry, Brother Jason. I'm thirsty. Woo! They're telling me, hallelujah, these camp meetings that the Spirit of God's a moving like He's never moved before. The Holy Ghost is a feeling seekers, a feeling them and baptizing them. There's a stir in the air. Hallelujah. There's a stir in the bride of Christ. You can feel the nearness of the Lord.
All right. Bless Him, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. I feel the wind in my face even now.
Come on, brother. Woo!
Hey, Lord. Send it again, Jesus. It's a starting to rain. Listen to me. There's no harvest without rain. I see souls are starting to get stirred. And the Holy Ghost is in the wind and the rain right now. It's time to come to God and get in and get saved and get ready. I'm not a prophet, Brother George, nor am I a son of a prophet. The rain is getting ready to pour, and the Holy Ghost is going to get stronger, and He's not going to get stronger. Raise your hand, I believe it, Lord, with all of my heart. Hey, Lord, hallelujah, He's going to get stronger until the church is called out of here. God is getting her ready, and He's stirring every soul that He can stir, every heart that is honest, every heart that is sincere. You're going to be visited. And don't let this final stirring pass you by. If you're going to get in, you're going to have to make up your mind and move now and get all the way in and be ready. This is the final wake-up call. The Lord is coming. I give Him a praise in the house. The Holy Ghost is a stirring hearts.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Oh,
yes. Oh, God. Stir us. If you're going to get in, you better get in right now.
Yes.
Better get in.
With all your heart.
Right now.
Lay aside every weight and every sin that does so easily beset you. Run. Get in this race and start running again.
Yes.
Listen, the husbandman waiteth for the precious fruit of the earth. When the church gets ripe, I said, when the church gets ripe and ready, Jesus is coming. James 5:8b, ye also patient, establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord draweth nigh. Jesus is not, capitalize it, underscore it, highlight it. Jesus is not coming for a weak, watered down, dilapidated, weak knee, beat down, depressed, lifeless church. He will not do it. He's coming for a glorious church that is on her feet, that is a praise of the Lord, and that is a worship in Him, and is not ashamed. Hallelujah. Give Him a wave offering in the house. I'm telling you, I want to be alive when He comes with a praise of the Lord. I give Him a hand clap. I want to be ready. I'm ready or not, the Lord is coming.
Amen.
Oh God, if you're sincere in your heart and honest with Him, He'll show you what you need. He'll deal with you to get ready.
Yes, He will.
Get closer to Him.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. God is a calling, the Spirit is a moving, and the Holy Ghost is a stirring. Don't ignore the stir.
Right.
Okay. One preacher preached this years ago, and there were many, many years ago, stirred but not changed.
Right.
How many revivals have come and gone? We were stirred, but it really wasn't changed. We didn't go all the way in.
Come on, right.
Oh, God. Ready or not, Jesus is coming. You don't have to turn here, Mark 13:32. But of that day and that hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels which are in heaven, neither the Son, but the Father. Take ye heed, watch, and pray, for ye know not when the time is. For the Son of Man is as a man taking a far journey, who left his house and gave authority to his servants and to every man his work, to every man his job, his work, and commanded the porter to watch, the porters, the gate warden, the gatekeeper. Watch ye therefore, for ye know not when the master of the house cometh, at even or at midnight, or at the cock crowing, or in the morning, lest coming suddenly he find you sleeping. This is not a natural sleep.
Oh God.
That's right. Come on, bro.
He'll find you, if you're not careful, he'll find you indifferent and in a spiritual slumber.
Yes.
Slothful and not stirred and doing nothing.
Bless.
And what I say unto you, I say unto all, watch.
Watch.
Lest he find you sleeping.
Oh, God. Come on.
What do you think? Right here's where it gets serious.
Come on.
What do y'all think it'll be like when Jesus splits the eastern sky?
Come on, bro.
Coming in the clouds of glory with a shout.
That's right.
The sound of the trumpet so loud it wakes the dead.
Amen.
Oh.
Been planted on the hillside for eons, hundreds, right. Thousands of years.
Yes.
What do you think it'll be like?
Right.
The graves burst open.
In the name of the Lord.
Oh. He's coming with a victorious shout and the blast of the trumpet that'll even wake the dead and cause the graves to burst open. Can you imagine two working in the field? All of a sudden, one will be taken and the other left. Two women grinding at the mill. The one shall be taken and the other left. Oh my God, my God. Why was I the one left behind?
Yes.
Everybody will have a story to tell when Jesus comes.
Hey. Amen.
Good or bad.
Right.
You're working on your final witness and your testimony right now, how Jesus finds you.
Yes, you are.
Some will say, I'm glad I answered God's call and I served him and I obeyed him.
Right.
Many, many others will say, my God, I missed it.
Come on.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Bless him, Lord.
I missed it. I missed my opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
Missed it.
Come on.
Missed last, Lord. You don't want to miss it. Glory be to God.
I heard the Lord's call. And I felt the Lord deal in my heart.
Come on.
And I put it all. Now it's too late. Can you imagine when Jesus comes, you'll not find one child. Sister Bessie, you'll not find one little infant. They'll never want to be gone in Jesus' arms.
Yes.
The voice of little children are playing. Will be heard no more here. They'll be with Jesus. What would it be like for a companion to wake up in the morning and reach over? Their husband or their wife will be gone.
Yeah.
And they're left behind. There will be many that'll say, I wish I had went to church when I was asked to go. Some will say, I turned God away. I can't believe that I've done this. I should have went to the altar when the Lord was dealing with my heart. I really did feel him pulling on me and I saw my need. I felt God tugging up my soul. But I didn't go pray. Today's the day of salvation. Please harden not your heart.
Yes.
I want to tell you here, listen to me. When the churches are taken out and called out of this world, the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit, Brother Jason, is going with the church and with the saints. The loving dove will take her flight with the bride of Christ when she goes out of here. You'll say, I'll wait and I'll serve the Lord then. I'm telling you, if you don't serve him today in this dispensation of grace, you will know when the church is out of here. Today's a day to call upon the Lord.
while the Holy Ghost is here, I bring in conviction. I raise your head and pray, God.
Thank you, buddy, God. You're right. Thank you, Lord.
Jesus.
Thank you. God.
You can't pray, buddy. You can't pray until the Spirit of God deals with you.
You're right. Come on.
I'm going to tell you something else. You can't live for God right now while the Holy Ghost is here. Your precious brothers and sisters here, and the Lord is in the midst. You'll not live then when the beast system rises and the Antichrist. You will not do it.
Right. Right.
Come on, come on, come on.
Yeah.
I was at Walmart here years ago. I never will forget this, Brother Jason.
Come on, we're coming.
I was at Walmart. I don't know what I was looking for now. I was going down through there looking for something. I passed this mother, and she had a little girl. She looked a tiny girl. I didn't pay any attention. I walked like that. Went down an aisle. That little girl, she come out. Her mommy's like down this aisle right here. The little thing come out and followed me. I went down this aisle right here, and she went down another aisle. And I looked back, and that little girl was by herself. She turned around. I looked. She turned around, and her mommy was gone.
Wow.
Mom.
When it dawned on her that her mommy was gone, I can't feel my mommy. Where's my mommy? I've never in my life heard such a blood-curdling scream in all of my life.
Come on.
Ah! Mommy! Mommy!
Mom.
Where's my mommy? Mommy! What will it be like? When the Lord comes and takes his people out of here, what kind of cry would erupt out of you? I wish that I served mommy's God. I wish that I served my daddy's God. Raise your hand and say, Lord, have mercy. Have mercy, Lord. I don't want to be left behind. Brother Jason, we'll never know the cry from the heart of people to say it's too late. It's too late. I missed it. Let me finish this right fast. What will the feeling be like, Brother Jason? Oh, Lord. A sudden, cold, numbing, gripping fear that'll run through you like a sword to the very your very soul and the marrow of your bones when you realize Jesus came. Hallelujah. And the church is gone. You talk about a numbing fear. My Lord, my God, it's a numbing fear that'll pierce you through and through, and I think it'll be for eternity. I can't get it back.
Praise God.
Jesus. Amen. Come on.
Yes, Lord.
Ma'am. Come on. Mercy.
You're right.
Oh, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Are we ready?
Yeah, wait a minute. Go ahead, brother.
Are we ready?
Come on.
Everybody in this house ready?
Come on, brother.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, God. Oh, God. The fire still burning. The desire still in your heart. The spirit still moving you. You still feel that rejoicing. You still got the joy. Oh Lord. Oh God. Are you where God's called you to go? Come on. Where he's brought you. Are you still there? Oh Lord. Listen as I close here for a moment. My Lord and my God. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, what will that feeling be like? I want you to know, if you're a sinner, you will not hear the sound of the trumpet. Listen, if you are a backslider and the Spirit of God don't live in you anymore, you will not hear the sound of the trumpet or the Lord's shout to come up and come away. Only the redeemed that has the Spirit of God living in their heart is going to hear the Lord shout. If you have the Holy Ghost living in you, you will hear and he will change you from inside and out. Without the Spirit of Christ, we don't belong to him. Can you imagine the earth shaking, a long-awaited, eagerly desired coming of the Lord in power and great glory to rapture out every child of God at one time? Hallelujah. Paul said, they that remain unto the coming of the Lord, I shall not prevent them that are asleep, but we which are alive, we shall be changed in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye. Do you know what a twinkling of an eye is? Light travels at 186,000 miles a second. I turn your flashlight on out in the middle of your yard. Hallelujah. And you can see its beam all the way across the creek of that fast. The twinkling of an eye is when it travels, and when you open your eyelid, it enters your eye at 186,000 miles a second. It bounces off on the back of the wall of your eye and it comes out. That means, I take it with a calculator, a twinkle of an eye is 1 billionth of a second, and we're out of here. Raise your hand. Everybody in the house, stand. Stand with me. Hallelujah. The Lord is a coming. Hallelujah. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. How many can say, I'm ready? My brother Tommy, I'm ready. Glory to God.
Everybody, God bless you.
Hey, get ready.